Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Capitol Police officer killed in the January 6th insurrection against Congress now lies in honor in the Capitol's historic rotunda. Brian Sicknick is being remembered for the heroism he and other law enforcement officers displayed the day a Trump-fueled mob stormed the building to stop Congress from carrying out its constitutional duty to certify Joe Biden's victory over Donald Trump. Now, the first president in history to be impeached twice, Trump faces another trial a week from today. His newest defense team argues Trump's out of office, so an impeachment trial is unconstitutional. But as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the House impeachment managers say Trump is singularly responsible for last month's attack.
House impeachment managers have filed a brief arguing that Trump was directly responsible for the violent riot last month that left five people dead. In response, Trump's lawyers deny the charge and say Trump cannot be tried by the Senate because he no longer is in office. His lawyers also argue that Trump's remarks challenging the results of the 2020 election are protected by the First Amendment. House impeachment managers point to a phone call Trump made in early January, during which he pushed Georgia's Secretary of State to find enough votes to overturn the state's election results. The Trump legal team's own brief is due February 8th, a day before the trial is set to begin. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
House Republicans are expected to meet tomorrow when diehard pro-Trump factions may try to force a vote to remove Liz Cheney as chair of the House Republican Conference. Cheney, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, voted to impeach Trump after the insurrection. Russia is bracing for a new round of protests after a Moscow court ruled to send opposition leader Alexei Navalny to prison for more than 2.5 years. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Riot police have filled the center of the Russian capital and started making arrests.
A Moscow judge ruled in favor of the Russian prison service, which claimed Alexei Navalny had violated the terms of a 2014 suspended jail sentence, even though the European Court of Human Rights had ruled that trial was unfair. Navalny says the only reason he's being sentenced was because he had managed to survive a poisoning he blames on President Vladimir Putin. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he had been recovering from the effects of a rare nerve agent. The United States and the European Union have condemned Navalny's detention. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is demanding the Kremlin immediately and unconditionally release Navalny, as well as the hundreds of Russians detained in recent protests supporting him. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
The Biden administration plans to ship 1 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to thousands of pharmacies across the U.S. starting February 11th. The shipments starting next week come on top of the 10.5 million doses allocated to existing vaccination sites. This is NPR News. The Senate's confirmed two cabinet secretaries. Pete Buttigieg is the first openly gay person confirmed as transportation secretary. Alejandro Mayorkas is the first Latino and first immigrant to serve as Homeland Security secretary. Former AFL-CIO President John Sweeney has died. The 86-year-old labor leader had pushed the organization into political activism, even as union membership declined in this country. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
John Sweeney led the nation's largest labor organization from 1995 to 2009 after making his reputation as an aggressive organizer with the Service Employees International Union. He took over an AFL-CIO he saw as lackluster and out of touch with members. He boosted political activity and built alliances with civil rights and environmental groups. Still, Sweeney encountered infighting as unions, including the Teamsters and the SEIU broke away, demanding more effective organizing to fight shrinking membership. In 2011, John Sweeney was awarded the Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. Don Gagne, NPR News.
The Pakistani-British man convicted and acquitted for his role in the murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002 has been transferred from death row into a government safe house. Last Thursday, a court upheld a lower court's decision to acquit Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh and three accomplices of all charges except kidnapping. The court determined Sheikh, who spent 18 years on death row, had already served his time for abduction. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.